He's a mighty mover. He's a mighty mover in the name of Jesus. He's the life. That mountain shall be moved in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In your life, whatever is standing against you, that challenges that wouldn't want you to go to your greater height, today it's removed in the name of Jesus. It's removed in the name of Jesus, so that you can have your place in God, so that you can move to that place that the Lord wants you to be.
Amen.
You are going there in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We come against every hindrance.
Amen.
We come against every demon standing against us, oh God.
Amen.
Not to make, oh God, our life suitable for us. Not to make our day, not to make us happy.
Amen.
Every spirit that is standing against us, every hindering spirit, we come against you in the name of
Amen.
Jesus. We consume you by fire in the name of
Amen.
Jesus. We consume you by fire in the name of
Amen.
Jesus. Thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, Lord of Lords. Father, we give you all the glory. Thank you, Lord, for this is the day, Lord, you have made. We shall be glad. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Because this is the day, actually, the Lord has made. And no way can the enemy stand on our way. For we are moving higher, and the gate of hell shall not prevail. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Is somebody blessed in the house? Thank you, Pastor Pat. You already said it. You already preached it. And thank you for sisters for that great drama. Can we see, even if I don't have to preach today, you have all preached. It's all been said. And the theme has said it all, and you have acted it all. Can we see how the enemy just set the light in on us? Shall not be your portion in Jesus' name. Look at you, you are serving God. You are a child of God. Serving the Lord in truth and in spirit. And just imagine, suddenly, the demons, the devil just come to unarm you. You have the shield, you have the armor of God upon you. And look at how deceitful the enemy comes to unarm us. The Bible says the devil goes around like a roaring lion looking for whom to devour. So we should be sensitive in the spirit that armor that you got on you will not be removed in the name of Jesus. Do not allow the enemy to unarm you in the name of Jesus. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Satan is not greater than the devil. Satan is not greater than Jesus. So we shouldn't allow it to happen to us in Jesus' name. We should stand firm. Always stand firm as a child of God, as God's children in the name of Jesus. Do not allow the enemy to take us back to our old estate. Do not allow the enemy to take you back to your vomit. Hallelujah. He has rescued us. He has delivered you and I. Praise the Lord. So quickly I'll go. Equip our theme for this great day is greater height. Equip for greater height. One, equip means supply with the necessary items for a particular purpose. Two says prepare someone mentally for a particular situation. Praise the Lord. Let I go quickly to the book of Nehemiah 2. 7. Yeah, 2. I'm there already. Are we in the book of Nehemiah 2? I'll start from verse 15. 15, yeah. And I also said to him, if it pleases the king, may I have letters to the governors of Euphrates, sorry, I'm not a Jew, so that they will provide, so I went up to the valley, please, again, go back to 7, please. I also said to him, if it pleases the king, may I have letters to the governors of Trans-Euphrates, so that they will provide me safe conduct until I arrive in Judah. Provide. Nehemiah needs to be equipped it. I also said to him, if it pleases the king, if it pleases the king, praise the Lord. Because Nehemiah cannot go unarmed, right? He needs to be equipped. Yeah, like we say, equipped means supply with necessary items. What is the item that we prove? What is the proof or prove that we show you that we should allow you to do what you ought to do? Praise the Lord. Nehemiah needs to go with a proof. He needs to go with, he needs to be equipped so as he can carry out the assignment. He can carry out the God-given assignment. Praise the Lord. So just like a lot of us are equipped, we're equipped so that we can do some things in our lives, so that we can take us to a greater height. So you can't just wake up, like Pastor Pat said, you have to speak to your day before you go out. You can't just wake up in the morning and start walking aimlessly. Is it it? We need to equip ourselves with the word of God. I am beautiful. I am great. I'm a success. I am not a loser. Praise the Lord. Don't feel, oh, you are done. No. I start, this interview, am I going to make it? You sit yourself, I am going to make it, Lord. Among all the 1,000 people sitting there, I will be the best. I will be chosen. Speak life to yourself. Speak life, equip yourself with the word of God. And then you will walk boldly. The Bible says, the righteous one is as bold as a lion. You can't be afraid, or you can't wait to be intimidated by the evil or the evil one. Don't be intimidated by their faces. Maybe you arrive in the interview and they look at you and you are trembling. Be bold. Praise the Lord. Go and possess your possession. Praise the Lord. See, you don't let people make you mean. Like in the school, children say, oh, he's so mean to me. No. You don't let people make you look mean. Praise the Lord. Because you're serving a great God. Amen. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And who is that mountain standing before you? Say, it shall be made low in the name of Jesus. Even your school, your education, lack of education shouldn't be your hindrance to your success or to your greatness in life. Praise the Lord. Don't think, oh, I didn't go to school. I don't have the required degree or credentials. I can't have that job. Our God is a protocol breaker. Isn't it? We just said it all now. We just said it all, that our God is a protocol breaker. Even if you are sick, oh Lord, it's well with me. I'm strong in Jesus' name. I will go out there and get what you have for me. I will not sit down here and lie down here and be intimidated by the enemy. I say, every day I'm tired. That is the language of the enemy. We shouldn't be a weakling. We should shake our body and move out in Jesus' name and get what belongs to us. Not even where we come from. Not even my parents gave birth to me. Yeah, they gave birth to me, but God let me live. Don't think of the mistakes you have made in years past, because that is the lie of the devil. He wants to take you back. Say, no, even if I made mistake, I'm forgiven. The Lord has forgiven me. I am right. I'm not a loser. I'm not a weakling. I'm not a sinner. I have been right with God. I'm a righteous person with God. So the Lord has made it right with every one of you. So move on and make your life worth living. Move on with full life, not half life. Not move on with full life. Praise the Lord. When I walk like somebody who has purpose. I don't walk like my age. Praise the Lord. Don't walk, see, as if you're going to collapse the next day. Walk. Shake up your, I praise the Lord. Let me go back to my Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Is somebody in the house? Somebody, they always tell me, Mama, you don't look your age. You don't look your age. Praise the Lord. Is it BP? It's under my feet in Jesus' name. Doctor say, have you BP? I say, it's not me, in Jesus' name. I rejected it a long time ago. I am moving on, and the gate of hell shall not prevail. And I say, oh, doctor say, I have high blood pressure. And I go and sit down and start crying. I say to the devil, not me, That's the doctor's report, it's not me. I am gone. Bye, BP. Not for me. Don't let even the doctor's report intimidate you. And someone come and tell you, Mama, you are not always looking old. Is it my fault? Is it my fault? So why you say I'm not looking old? I'm eating what everybody's eating. Did I put makeup? Did I put eyebrow? Did I put eyelashes? I do just like anybody, normal thing that people do. So I'm not special. Why are you telling me I'm not? Is it my fault that you're not getting old? Go and ask God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is somebody there? Are you happy to serve the Lord? It is a great thing to serve Jesus. It is a great thing to serve Jesus. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. Walking in the light of God. Oh, walk, 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 walk. Oh, walk, 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 walk. Of God, you have to serve the Lord. Anyhow, serve the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is a great thing to serve Jesus. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says, when you serve Him, He will bless your bread, He will bless your water. Praise the Lord. Even if you eat poison, you are already armed. You will not be sick in Jesus' name. If you take poison, you will throw it out, you vomit it out in Jesus' name. So don't be scared of people, of your food. If they enter my kitchen, they will throw some poison in my food. No way. I say, God, my kitchen is over to you. Because you are a God server. You serve God in a crazy way. You don't care who is laughing at you, who is mocking you, who is trying to intimidate you. You are always on the move, serving your God anyhow. Praise the Lord. To fight, equip for greater heights. Yeah. I go quickly to the book of Ephesians 10, 6, 10 to 11. Quickly, can we go there? The book of Ephesians 6, 10. Ephesians, can you? 6. Finally, just like our theme said, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Praise the Lord. Can you go? Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. Put on the full armor of God. Say, I'll put on the full armor of God. I'll put on the full armor of God.
Full armor of God.
So that I can stand against the schemes, the devil's schemes. Against the devil. You know the devil is a schemer? Do we know that the devil is a schemer? So that is the way, that is the reason you need to put on the whole armor of God. Not the half armor of God. Put it all on you. All. It fits you. It fits you. Hallelujah. And you look beautiful when you put on the full armor of God. Okay, continue. Are we 6, 10 to 11? Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Okay, that's final, yeah. Yeah, I say, to fight victoriously, we need to dress properly and carry the right weapons. To fight, if you have to be a victor, you have to fight victoriously. You need God. Praise the Lord. You need the word of God. You need the word of God to fight. You need his word. Hallelujah. God wants to accomplish great things through you. For you to go to a greater height, you need to equip yourself. You have been equipped to eliminate and pull down the strongholds. Hallelujah. You have been equipped to eliminate and pull down the strongholds in Christ. In Christ. In Christ, victory is sure. Praise the Lord. These are the things I took from my daily nugget from my daddy. Thank you. Thank you, daddy, for those nuggets. That's why I couldn't find this study with stress. I need to, every time I read, I put down something. I say, thank you, Lord, for the expo. It will help me. Praise the Lord. So always read. If you read and get down some things that God gives you, you get, as you're reading this nugget, you get rhema. God speak to you and quickly go and get a note and write it down. That was what I was doing. And it could help me to stand here before you today in Jesus' name. Okay, let's go to the book of Jeremiah 51, 20 to 23. The book of Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah 51, 20 to 23. Are you blessed? Is somebody in the house? Are we alive? Jesus is the light. 51. Okay. 51 says, you are my war club, my weapon for battle. Are you there? You are God's battle axe, right? You are God's war club. If God has to war circumstances, God always uses you. Praise the Lord. God wouldn't drop down somebody from heaven. It is you that God will use. Praise the Lord. To do the work of this earth. With you, I shatter nations. With you, I destroy kingdoms. Continue. Father, with you, I shatter horse and rider. With you, I shatter chariot and driver. Praise the Lord. With you, I shatter man and woman. With you, I shatter old man and youth. With you, I shatter young man and maiden. 23, the last. 23, the last one. 23. With you, I shatter shepherd and flock. With you, I shatter farmer and oxen. With you, I shatter governors. Praise the Lord. It's you God will use for this end time. Therefore, you need to equip yourself for this greater assignment. Praise the Lord. This assignment God is giving to somebody. You have to equip yourself. You can't just go anyhow, and just go, today I'm going for evangelism. You carry your Bible. You've not read the word of God. You have not prayed. I tell you, it's not funny. It's not funny out there. The sun is so hot. But when you prepare yourself, when you get dressed with the word of God, equip yourself, I tell you, we walk, even the sun will not hit you. The scorched sun will not, you're feeling the AC from heaven fanning you. And you see his angels going after, protecting you, guiding you for this end time. Like we see in the book, also the book we see, I will not go further because I need to leave for other things to take for David and Goliath. We see how David defeated Goliath. Can we go to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17, 20, quickly. The book of 1 Samuel 17, 20. Okay. Are we 20? Yeah. Early in the morning, can you go further? I know we all know that, how David wants to give his bread and food. Go forward up to 23, I think. To where, yeah. And as he was talking with them, Goliath the Philistine, champion from God, stepped out from his lines and shouted his usual defiance, and David heard it. Continue. When the Israelites saw the man, they all ran from him in great fear. Okay? Now the Israelites had been saying, Do you see how this man keeps coming out? He comes out to defy Israel. The king will give great wealth to the man who kills him. He will also give him his daughter in marriage and will exempt his father's family from taxes in Israel. And David asked the man standing, okay, forward again. Go up. It's fine. Okay, they repeated to him what they had been saying and told him this is what will be done for the man who kills him. Okay, forward, up. Now, what have I done? Okay, no, again, please, can you go? I want to see where he say you are circumcised, for instance. Just move forward, move up, yeah. This is where the brothers were saying, why are you here? Why are you coming to, what is bringing you here? And Saul replied, you are not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You are only a boy, and he has been a fighting man from his youth. Okay, forward. But David said to Saul, your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, okay, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by this hair, struck it, and kill it, okay? Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistines. Everyone says uncircumcised Philistines. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them because he has defied the armies of the living God. Praise the Lord. The Lord who delivered me from the power of the lion and the power of the bear will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine. Saul said to David, go and the Lord be with you. What do you know what interests me most? David said, these uncircumcised Philistines, who are you to defile the army of God? These uncircumcised Philistines. So every time trouble comes to you, say, these uncircumcised Philistines, why are you coming here to stand to face me? So you see, this is what David did until David brought the head of Goliath down. Amen. If we are Bible readers, we all know the story. So for time, I don't want to take you back again or go. See, because we have other things to do. So what am I saying? Nehemiah, I'll round it up with Nehemiah 2, 17 to 18. So in other words, for us to go to a greater height, we need to roll up our sleeves, ready for the good work. Praise the Lord. Can you give me a King James Messenger Bible? Messenger Bibles, Nehemiah 17 to 18. I need the Messenger Bible. Messenger Bible, Nehemiah 2, 17 to 18. Then I gave them my report. First it, we are in a bad way here. Jerusalem is a wreck. Its gates are burned up. Come, let's build the wall of Jerusalem and not live with this disgrace any longer. I told them how God was supporting me and how the king was backing me up. They said, we are with you. Let's get started. Everyone said, let's get started. So how do we get started? We have to roll up. Everybody start rolling up your sleeve. Praise the Lord. We are going for war, oh. Eh? Praise the Lord. We are going for battle. So you don't go with battle when you're comfortable. When I'm wearing this one, I might fall on the way. We need to roll up our sleeves. Put away those things that are, distracting us from serving the Lord. That's what it means. Roll up your sleeve. It's too long for you. Maybe it's up to here. You are walking like these people here, doing like this. So these things will distract you from going to do the assignment that God gives you for that greater heart. Praise the Lord. So sometimes you need to always roll up that sleeve and put on your armor, and be tight and move on for the great assignment God has for you in Jesus' name. So roll up your sleeves if you have to go do the greater work. Amen. The Lord bless us in Jesus' name.